Chemistry in English. How do we know that electrons are not paired? Most common materials are diamagnetic. The tendency of a diamagnetic substance to move out of a magnetic field can be detected by hanging a long, thin sample from the pan of a balance and letting it lie between the poles of an electromagnet. This arrangement, which was once the primary technique used to measure the magnetic properties of samples, is called a Guy balance. When the electromagnet is turned on, a diamagnetic sample tends to move upward, out of the field, so it appears to weigh less than in the absence of the field. The diamagnetism arises from the effect of the magnetic field on the electrons in the molecule. The field forces the electrons to circulate through the nuclear framework. Because electrons are charged particles, this circulation corresponds to an electric current circulating within the molecule. That current gives rise to its own magnetic field, which opposes the applied field. The sample tends to move out of the field so as to minimize this opposing field. Compounds with unpaired electrons are paramagnetic. They tend to move into a magnetic field and can be identified because they seem to weigh more in a Guy balance when a magnetic field is applied than when it is absent. Paramagnetism arises from the electron spins, which behave like tiny bar magnets that tend to line up with the applied field. The more that can line up in this way, the greater the lowering of energy and heavier the sample appears to weigh. Oxygen is a paramagnetic substance because it has two unpaired electrons. This property is used to detect the concentration of oxygen in incubators. Many compounds of the D block elements are paramagnetic because they have various numbers of unpaired D electrons. P. Atkins, L. Jones, Chemical Principles, 5th edition. A Guy balance is used to observe the magnetic character of a sample by detecting the extent to which it is drawn into, paramagnetic substance, or driven out of, diamagnetic substance, a magnetic field.